Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean.
Karen. It's a quickie, man.
Karen, are you ready for this quickie?
Hi, I'm ready. Let's make it quick.
All right. Well, today's show, the title is, Should I Max Out My 401k, people? So get your pen and pad or at least listen close because in 10 minutes or less, we're going to explain this to you. It's quickie time. All right, well, let's jump right into this. So, Karen, why don't you break down for the people, if they don't know, what the heck is a 401k?
Okay, this is something I know. So, a 401k is an employer-sponsored retirement account. So, it's like a savings account that you can't touch for a really long time that you as the employee
59 can and a half.
Yeah. And, right, 59 and a half with this, which is a million. And your employer might also be able to make matching contributions depending on where you work and who you work for. There's different kinds of 401ks, and that has to do with the way that they're taxed.
Do I need it? Do I really need it?
So in the U.S.,
yes.
In the U.S., we don't have a really robust Social Security that will support you in your old age the way that you are used to being supported.
Because of you millennials. There's too
because
much of you guys.
Of
you.
Okay. Let's not get derailed on the blame game. But basically, the point is Social Security alone is not going to fully replace our income. So
it's not.
We're going to get old.
Like pocket money. And right. You're going to need to handle it yourself. And also, you can't always fully trust yourself. I'm talking about me. To put away money that you absolutely won't touch. And a 401k is an untouchable savings plan.
All right.
Right. That, and you know what I like about it as well, Matt? It's most companies offer matching programs. And I think as far as investment level and risk level, what kind of investment would you not want to get involved in when your company matches what you can contribute? You know, and to me, that's like risk-free.
Well, I think all that is a great setting the table. So let's jump into this. So Sean, the question on the table is, should I max out my 401k?
Categorically, without any hesitation, just the way I shoot a three-point shot, Matt, I just let it fly, I say yes.
I've seen your three-point shot, so I don't know if we should follow that part of the instruction, but I get your point. We'll give you the latitude there to compare your game to your advice, but fine. You're saying yes. No doubt we should max out. So explain why.
For those of you that are working for a corporation, one of the advantages that you have is a 401k program where your company sets up a retirement plan for you and they can match the contributions. They can, you know, and I look at a 401k as an umbrella, meaning that under that umbrella, you have an array of different investment vehicles that you can choose from. You can buy a CD, you can do a money market account, you can buy mutual funds, you can buy stock. And all along while you contribute to that, your employer is also going to contribute to that. And then, you know, I always say my 401k, I used it to help propel me forward in so many different ways. When I bought my first property, I borrowed from my 401k and I was able to pay myself back.
Well,
you know,
Sean,
and
let me cut you off though, but with the question.
Don't get me started because I love
I know you can keep going. But the question is, should we max it out? Let's explain to the people, what is the maximum someone can contribute to their 401k in 2020?
I think 2020, I think the maximum amount was 19,500. 25,500 for those that are your age, Matt, 15 older.
Hey,
and for us youngins, it's 19,500. And to me, it's an invest that amount. If you can max that amount, if you're at a young age, like our young Karen's age, you know, that by the time you hit retirement, you'll have hundreds of thousands of dollars saved that you can put towards your retirement. And if you do it right, where you just do like a weekly, monthly contributions out of your paycheck, where you're not really feeling it. I always say you can learn to live without, meaning those that are starting new jobs, if you max out right away, you're not going to miss what you don't have, right? So if you do it when you, as part of, if you tell your employer right away, I'm maxing it out, you're not going to miss the loss. And if you're not at this stage, you're already into a job, there's an adjustment factor, but you will learn to live without. You will adjust and you'll learn to live within the money that you have now. So I think maxing it out isn't the best thing to do.
But what if you're like me and you're an artist and you don't work for a company? So what do I do?
You have to go to the IRA, right? Traditional IRA. You can create your individual retirement account where you can make contributions to yourself. So you can set that up at your local bank, your financial institution, your credit union, and you make contributions in the same manner. You have the same investment options. The only thing is you're not going to have a matching program, Karen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can match you up, you know, but not as far as a traditional IRA. I can't match you.
Very interesting. Well, I'm going to have to get on that. I'm like 10 years behind.
Well, I also think it's prudent of us to discuss some of the other sides of this coin. Like, are there any reasons why you should not max it out, or any things maybe to consider about, you know, the other side of this coin, Sean? Like,
I don't know, Matt. I just love maxing out because it's you can always, you know, if you need their triggering events, just like now during the coronavirus time, you can take withdraw from your 401k if you find yourself in a desperate situation. And I always say, you know, make it your last resort because it's really, it helped me propel me even to buy real estate. You know, okay. You can withdraw money from your 401k 60 days. And as long as you roll it back in within 60 days, it's interest. There's no penalty.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
That's an
interest-free loan. But it sounds like you're trying to avoid the negative. So I'll just throw it out there. Mistiming your contributions could result in not getting the maximum matching contribution from your employer. So,
please explain, brother.
Well, if your employer offers a 3% contribution per paycheck and you max out your annual contribution early, then you could miss out on additional employer contributions on subsequent paychecks. So basically, you want to time it to where...
Wow, that's a good point. I'm agreeing with you on that one.
Okay. Ta-da. Check. Karen.
Got something else?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to make sure you have enough money to live on. Like, you don't want to overcommit to sacrificing the cash you need for your day-to-day life just to max out. I mean, I guess one could argue that you can just sacrifice and just make it work, but...
I think that's what COVID has taught us. Like, we can make that sacrifice, and that's why I don't know if I agree with you on that one, because I think you can learn to live without and you can adjust, you know. I've found ways in which to adjust in this environment, and people, you don't know the strength you have until you test yourself with it. That, you know, part of the sacrifice of maxing it out is that you may have to make an adjustment factor to your life. You know, no more Thursday night tequilas, Matt.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people who aren't in a position to max it out or aren't in a position to save like a big significant percentage of what they're earning because maybe they don't earn enough, maybe that could be an incentive for them to get a better job or get a promotion or earn a bonus or just make more money.
Or they're living beyond their means. It could be a checking point. You're living beyond your means. You're living beyond your lifestyle. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Right. But maybe you also just aren't a person of means. And maybe thinking about-
Talk to him, Karen. Don't pay. Yeah, tell him the truth, Karen. Everybody doesn't have it like Sean, Linda, Mr. Roman in the- Tesla.
Not everybody's got these properties that you have, Sean.
Quote unquote, right?
Some of us are just regular people. But honestly, the older I get, the more I realize that if I want to save more, I have to make more. I don't think that that's a really bad incentive, right? You want to make more so that you can live better later.
Yeah. And well, there's a key word is what you said, later. And I think that's the premise of a 401k, to plan for the later. You know, some months I may not be able to save personally on my savings account, which a lot of Americans do. And I'm included in that sometimes. But I know if I'm making contributions to my IRA, that I'm saving regardless. You know, right. You may not be able to save in your checking or savings account, but if you're just doing automatic deductions, $25, $50, and you spread it out amongst the year, you're actually still saving. So the any extra saving that you do is a bonus. And like I said, I don't believe in the tradition, like I'm going to wait till I'm 59 and a half years old and start withdrawing the money. I've actively used my 401k throughout my career. I've borrowed from it, paid it back, kind of thing, and leverage it, even like to use it as part of my portfolio to show my net worth when I'm applying for a loan, applying for certain things. Having a 401k shows a sign of stability as well. To lenders right. and to people around.
All right, Sean. Well, I know you are definitely high on the max out and pro max out, and I get it, and I agree with you. But just one other counterpoint, people, you should pay attention and prioritize paying down if you have high interest debt, if you've got stuck with maybe some bad credit cards for whatever reason or whatever you're paying off, you do not want to be, you know, getting buried under high interest debt. So if it's maxing out your 401k versus paying down debt, I just think it's something you need to look at and consider.
Well, can I beg to differ? Because this is what happens when, especially with amongst the youth, they're all caught up. Let me pay down this debt. And then they don't get into saving habits. So, you know, I know it sounds taboo, but I'm a fan of, you know, paying yourself first. I know some moments, some months may seem grim and Sean is crazy, but I think you have to have the premise of paying yourself first and understanding like, it's not my first option to take from my 401k. It could be option number 5. I've explored balance transfers. I've explored debt consolidation. I've explored borrowing from my mom or my dad. I've explored selling water bottle on the corner of the street. And, you know, this is my last option. Okay. But I don't think you should use it as, I've seen so many people at my age that did that early on in their life and then they have no retirement because they
kept using. But we're not saying that they should take from their 401k. I'm suggesting that instead of maxing out your contribution, you should be using your funds to pay down your debt if you have high interest debt.
Well, I don't even think about, when I'm contributing my 401k, I try not to even think about that. I don't try not to make it an option. And that's what I would like to encourage people to think is like, don't even think of that as an option because you'll exercise that option.
Well, I think you guys both have a great point, but you know, if you're someone who's actually actively in credit card debt now, and it's that crushing feeling, then you're in a tough spot, right? Because if you're paying yourself first and maxing out your 401k and letting this debt pile up, then you still feel owned by the credit card companies. But if you paid them and not yourself, then you're also feeling like you're owned by the credit card companies, right? So being in credit card debt, I think, is kind of like a lose-lose proposition. And there has to be some middle ground, right? Maybe you're not maxing out your 401k if you feel like you're drowning, but maybe prioritizing making some kind of contribution always so that you can be okay. The credit card companies are always going to be okay. But you also have to be okay.
I agree with you. And like, you know, we're not going to go back and forth too long on it, but I would just say it comes down to this, and I think we're all getting at this point, even to think about maxing out your 401k, it's a lifestyle choice. You have to make certain lifestyle decisions. You're not just going to be able to wake up and be in a position to do that unless you're really committed to making certain lifestyle stages and have certain disciplines. So I guess right. That's what we're all trying to say.
And I agree with that. And I think part of that lifestyle change, it can be a process where maybe you know for the long run, you want to live a lifestyle where maxing out is your lifestyle. But to get there, there may be a stretch where
There's a transition period. Right.
Exactly. Well, that brings this quickie session to an end. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So signing off here, I'm Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I'm out.
I'm Karen Margolis, and I'm also a Black guy with great credit. I'm out of here.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm saying strive for the max, but it may be steps to get there, Matt. Okay? You happy, Matt? You happy? And like I say every week, Matt, keep your money where it belongs in your damn pocket. And I'm out.
Two Black with good credit.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.